In the airport, and we're halfway across Brussels. My graduation processional at Smith College the year before was on a perfect New England spring day. In the sun-dappled quad, bagpipes whined and Texas Governor Ann Richards exhorted my classmates and me to get out there and show the world what kind of women we were. My family was proud and beaming as I took my degree. My freshly separated parents were on their best behavior. My stately southern grandparents pleased to see their oldest grandchild wearing a mortar board and surrounded by wasps and ivy. My little brother bored out of his mind. My more organized and goal-oriented classmates set off for their graduate school programs or entry-level jobs at nonprofits, or they moved back home, not uncommon during the depths of the first Bush recession. I, on the other hand, stayed on in Northampton, Massachusetts. I had majored in theater, much to the skepticism of my father and grandfather. I came from a family that prized education. We were a clan of doctors and lawyers and teachers, with the odd nurse, poet, or judge thrown into the mix. After 4 years of study, I still felt like a dilettante, underqualified and unmotivated for a life in the theater, but neither did I have an alternate plan for academic studies, a meaningful career.